This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Environmental-focused parties from Ireland to Germany made surprising gains in last week's elections across the European Union, emerging as the fourth largest bloc in the European Parliament. Venezuela's economy contracted 19.2% in the first 9 months of 2018 from the year earlier period, as private consumption fell sharply and inflation soared in the crisis-racked nation, according to the Venezuelan Central Bank. In a newly announced program in New York City for arrested teens, instead of jail, the teens would be placed in the city's supervised release program. Social workers would supervise the teenagers in their communities, notify them of court dates, link them to voluntary services, and direct them to therapy. In the constant dispute over women's deaths from unsafe abortion procedures before the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, available national statistics and research indicate in the U.S. it was somewhere between 250 at the low end and no higher than 1,000 deaths at the high end. So the issue is not the raw numbers, but the fact that any deaths were preventable. 30% of adults in America who have a criminal record, which the FBI defines as an arrest on a felony charge, that's about 70 million people, three-quarters of them never convicted. No precise national data is available, but a study by a professor at the University of Georgia using 2010 numbers estimated that 19 million Americans had felony convictions. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suffered a stunning defeat after he failed to meet a midnight deadline to form a new government, casting a cloud over his future as Prime Minister and thrusting Israel into a chaos of a new election. On the heels of a spate of anti-abortion legislation passed in recent months across the South, Louisiana lawmakers voted to ban the procedure after the pulsing of what becomes the fetus's heart can be detected. The restriction backed by the state's Democratic governor could prohibit abortions as early as 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette is going totally digital in 2020 by giving subscribers iPads and a Sunday print edition. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, and our labor union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.